Pele, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's my pleasure to talk to you.
We're looking forward to meeting you in Birmingham when you arrived. Are you looking forward to it? And is this your first visit back since the 70s to Birmingham?
Yes, a long time I didn't pass there, but it'll be, you know, very big pleasure to me to be there this time. And I think this moment is an important moment in my life because we're going to talk about something very important, and that's the memorabilia. We're going to talk a little bit with the people. This is a very, very good moment for me.
Do you remember playing for Santos at Villa Park, Aston Villa, in the 70s?
Yeah, we talked about this. It was a tough game there. We played against Aston Villa. But I am not sure, because that time we did the tournament in England. We did two or three games in England. Then we went to Germany, because that time, I don't know, you are too young. At that time, you have to use to make a lot of games in Europe, in England and Germany, Portugal, Italy. We use always to make some games in Europe. But I remember we played that.
I want to ask you, and I've wanted to ask you about, for you, the greatest Brazil team. For me, it was the 1970 team. I thought it was absolutely amazing. Do you have an opinion on the best Brazil team?
Listen, that is the question who is very difficult to answer for me. Because all over the world, the people make this question. I have thanks God, I played four World Cup. Then it was 20, almost 20 years. But I can tell you, 58 was my first World Cup. I was 17 years old. That time, Brazil has, I think, individual players. We have a Didi, we have a Garrincha, Vavá, we have a Zito. No, we have a Pepe, we have an excellent player, and Brazil won the World Cup. 70, I think it was the most experienced player we had. Technically, I think 70 was, I agree with you, it was the best team of Brazil all the time. Even the 50s, Brazil has an excellent team. I think 17, we put all the teams together. And I have one quick history I'm going to tell you about 70. We have the five players in attack, the forwards. Five players with the number 10. And each one in your team was a number 10. I was number 10 in Santos. Gerson was number 10 in Flamengo, in Rio. Rivelino was number 10 in Corinthians. And then, Tostão was number 10 in Minas Gerais. Then I say, everybody say, unbelievable, that's not going to work. This. All the players, same style, they play in the same team. Tostão was the Cruzeiro from Minas. This was a big, big, big surprise because it was the best attack Brazil has, was the best team. And Jairzinho was the only one who played in Botafogo, was not the number 10. You see, every newspaper here, they used to say, oh, this doesn't going to work. This national team is going to be known. Shame for Brazil, because only number 10 was the best team Brazil having all the time.
Everybody talks about you and Gordon Banks.
Yeah, it was also beautiful. And today this morning, I come from Santos to São Paulo yesterday. I saw the picture. I was changed the shirt with Bob. Unbelievable, because I moved from my house. I moved the house. Mm-hmm. Then I want to get the trophies and the pictures for separating the memorabilia. Then I have this poster, myself and Bob. Unbelievable. This is some beautiful trophy I have in my life.
Are you happy with your film?
I think this will be a fantastic souvenir for us and for the new generation, because it's going to be the beginning of my history. It's very well done. We have good memories. It will be fantastic for the new generation.
Thank you so much. You've made me very happy today. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The legend that is Pelé. For more details about his event in Birmingham, go to simplyprestigeevents.com or on Facebook, search for Simply Prestige Events, and Twitter, it's @simply_prestige.